Welcome to Hop On Calls, a short, tactical, and practical podcast for outbound sales professionals looking to level up their game by learning from actual cold calls that I make every week live on LinkedIn. My name's Kevin Hop, and I'm all about helping outbound sales professionals hone their craft and build high-quality pipeline. Let's dive right in and see what we can learn in this episode.
One of my BDRs, if you're listening, Celeste, this is for you. She was actually a graphic designer, and I've known her since she was like really young. She's high energy. She's contagious. And it's this person that I always knew that would be good at sales. And guess what? She's right now like the goat of the team. She's like awesome at what she does. And she was willing to be coached. She's 26 years old. And she never knew she had a career or a possibility in sales. And we coached her and we've helped her. And she's awesome at what she does. So I think potential is one of the biggest things when you're looking for BDRs.
Yeah, I tend to agree. It's funny. There is that problem you see on LinkedIn all the time of folks looking for an entry level. Oh, hey, this is Kevin with Silver Sky. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Fantastic. Is this Stanley?
Yes.
Awesome. Stanley, I know I caught you out of the blue here on a Tuesday. Did I catch you with enough to have do you have a minute to have a conversation, or are you heads down doing something else?
You've got 3 minutes.
So, oh, okay, cool. I might need more than I need.
And I'll tell you what. You tell me what you're calling for first.
Yeah, Stanley, that's a great place to start. Why am I calling, right? I'm with a business called Silver Sky Technologies. You know, we specialize in helping businesses develop a proactive cybersecurity posture. And before you say it, I understand you have something in place when it comes to cybersecurity. Everybody does. Everybody should. It's 2023.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Oh, really?
What company do you think I work for?
Partners?
Yeah, you're talking to the wrong person. You need to call back the main number. Wrong person.
I'd be down as being involved in information technology, manager of IT. Wrong title.
I work in IT, but I have nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Okay, totally understand. Stanley, if you were me and you're just a dog barking up trees here, obviously I barked up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Who would I reach out to? Like if you were me and you had one name to say, hey, I need to talk to X person, who would that be?
Just call the main number and ask for the IT director. That's who you need to talk to.
Nice. Okay, Stanley, thank you very much. I do appreciate that. Okay.
All right.
All righty, that sucks. So Stanley stopped me in my tracks as soon as he heard cybersecurity. Although he has a manager of IT title, he is not involved in cybersecurity in any way, shape, or form. And I asked politely for a referral. He did not give me a referral. He just told me to call the main line, which anyone who's made a lot of calls knows calling the main line is not really worth your time, I would argue, right? Unless you're working off like a named account model, right? Let's say I can only sell to these 30 or 40 businesses because my company's big and it's all territoried up. Then call the main line and do some more digging and more discovery and more things like that. But for the approach that I generally teach people, calling the main line is kind of a waste of time. That's just me. So that last call, Stanley told me to call the main line and ask for the person in charge of Sorry.
But I heard your opener. My internet was still working, and I love that because I just heard that you told him, "Oh, that's actually more than what I need." So that was actually like a good opener. I love that open.
Thank you. Yeah. So to Chad's point here, IT folks in particular are very, from what I've learned working with Silver Sky, they sell to IT. To Chad's point, it's hard to get an IT person to think, you know, positively about giving you a referral somewhere in the organization. They tend to have a bit more of this like stiff arm mentality of like, I'm going to keep you on the outside looking in. I'm not going to like give you the insider information. I feel like with sales and marketing folks, you know, if they hear you out and they think that what you're doing could be valuable, then they'll give you a name.
Hey, this is Kevin with Silver Sky. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right, David. I know I'm calling you out of the blue here, though. Did I catch you with a minute to have a conversation?
What can I help you with?
Well, like I mentioned, I'm with a company called Silver Sky, and we help businesses a lot like yours develop a proactive cybersecurity posture. You know, before you mention it, I totally understand you have something in place when it comes to cybersecurity today. But when I speak with, you know, folks like yourself involved in IT and cyber, you know, I consistently hear some of the same challenges around the lack of optics you might have into your outsource program today, or limited bandwidth of your internal staff to handle remediation and respond to threats in a timely manner. You know, David, any of that resonate with you?
No, we have three stacks of security providers we use currently, which is Microsoft, Barracuda, and Koro. So we're definitely not in the market for any additional security.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. That last provider, Koro, I was not familiar with. Is that an outsourced provider, or you guys are managing this stack completely internally?
These are all third-party providers.
Right. Okay. So they're third-party providers that are providing technology, but are they actively managing, like, do you guys have a security operations center internally to manage and respond to threats in a timely fashion, or is that outsourced to one of these providers?
Koro does that based on AI automation, as well as Barracuda, but we don't have physical people managing our security. No, we don't require that. We only have 120 staff, so a very small footprint of active users.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, just for future reference, I'm not sure if you ever heard of Silver Sky Technologies at all.
No.
Right on. Well, we're a leader in the cybersecurity space when it comes to managed detect and response. We have some proprietary technology of our own, some leading technology that leverages AI and things like that. But I'm sure a lot of people talk about having AI at this point. One of the things that differentiates us is the ability to partner very strategically with businesses like yours that have an existing technology stack. And it's not a rip and replace solution. We become that kind of outsourced, trusted arm that handles cybersecurity and lets you and your internal IT staff do things at a much more strategic level that, you know, you don't have to be running around or suffering from alert fatigue or things like that. So, David, it sounds like you don't have any of the common problems that a lot of our customers had before they came to us. So I guess the only takeaway here, do you mind if I send you some information so the next time you might be in the market for this, Silver Sky might come to mind?
Sure.
Awesome. David, I'm going to go ahead and do that. And you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers.
All righty. So that was a good conversation.
It was. It really was.
One of the things I'm dogmatic about, anyone who follows me has seen me do this before, this visual of business problems and valuable solutions are what you talk about on cold calls. You're trying to find a business challenge that someone has, a problem in their business, something that's not going right, something that they want to do better. And you connect it with a valuable solution that you have, and that becomes the reason for the meeting. And it could be either one or the other is why they take the meeting, right? We talk about the business problem and they say, yeah, I got that problem. And all you got to do is stop the show right then and there and say, hey, let's set a meeting to talk about that problem. Or like in David's case, David, I went through the list of all the common problems. He said, we don't have that problem. Let me tell you why. And then he told me what he's doing to solve for this today. And then I examined, I asked some very specific questions about the providers that he had. I figured out that he has this kind of covered, so to speak. Then all I can do, if he doesn't have a business challenge, no business challenges, his business is fine, valuable solutions might be the only thing he's interested in. So then I talked about what makes Silver Sky unique, better, and different in an effort for him to say, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that sounds like something I actually want to dig into.
So you actually build the conversation flow, and you're right in what you're saying, because I think that especially when you're doing cold calls, everybody needs to have certain criteria, which is exactly the same for all of the companies. Like, are you talking to the decision maker? Are you talking to the contact that's the correct information? What is their problem? What is their buying window? What is their pain point? Like, what's the main pain point that they have being in the industry that they have? How is your solution going to help them solve their problem? So it's mainly the, basically, I call it the bingo sheet. It's mainly the five criteria that works for any industry, as long as you know that it fills those five criteria. I think it's the same.
Huh. One of the concepts that I think is really important, that every single person you call wants to know the same things. Every single person you call wants to know the exact same things. And that is, who are you and why are you calling? And every single time, right? I think a lot of reps kind of forget about this, and they forget about it because internally at companies, we talk about what we do. And it's all about this. And then you get all hyped up to like, oh, I'm going to go sell some stuff today. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. You forget that every person you call doesn't care. They care about this first before anything else. Who are you and why are you calling? Now, one of the big problems, one of the things I cover a lot in my online course, by the way, in what I teach businesses is this isn't going to, the who are you is I'm a stranger. And the why you're calling is to sell you stuff, right?
And they weren't expecting your call. Like, that's why it's never a good time to call, because nobody's ever expecting your call. So you will always be interrupting them. That's what I tell my team. So you should never ask, is it a good time to call? Because it is never a good time to call.
Yep. And then, yeah. So Cynthia, I love that. You and I are thinking very similarly on that, because one of the gut reactions that SDRs and cold calling reps, they always say, if someone's busy, they say, okay, cool, when can I call you back? And exactly. I joke with them. I'm like, look, the correct answer to that is never.
Never. Exactly.
I didn't ask for this call. I don't want to buy your stuff. Right.
And you should never apologize. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm bothering you. Like, no, they already have you on the phone. It's an unsolicited call. So make the most out of those 10 seconds or whatever you have.
I could not agree more, Cynthia. We were very aligned. Love that.
Hey, this is Kevin with Silver Sky. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Who is this?
Yeah, my name's Kevin. I'm actually with a company called Silver Sky Technologies. Scott, I know I'm a bit of an interruption here. Did I catch you with a minute to have a cool conversation?
Sure.
Okay, fantastic. I can sense that you're hesitant. I'll get right to the point, right? So I'm with a business called Silver Sky. We help businesses similar to yours develop a proactive cybersecurity posture. And you know, before you say it, I totally understand you have a cybersecurity plan in place. But the reason I'm reaching out, I hear folks with IT titles, manager, director IT titles, they have consistent challenges, either around the lack of optics into their outsource program or limited bandwidth if they're running cybersecurity internally. Like their staff just doesn't have enough hands to deal with and respond to threats in a timely manner. Any of this resonate with you, Scott?
So I actually am in a different position. So I really have no say in a lot of the cybersecurity items. So yeah.
Right on.
I know. With my position over at RealPros, it's changed so many different times. Okay. So I'm actually working on something else. But if you do need a contact number, I believe you can contact the company's main line and ask for Matt. He's a cybersecurity person to basically talk to on that.
Ah, okay. Cool. So I should call and ask for him. quick question for you here, Scott. Do you mind when I give Matthew a call, do you mind if I mention that we had a back and forth chat here, or do you want to keep this like our little secret?
It's best if you just don't mention me. I'm actually in a way different position. So,
oh, okay.
I work with Power Apps Developing. So yeah, it really has nothing to do with you talking to me. It really has no effect on, decisions made or anything. So.
Oh, no, totally. Okay, cool. Our little secret it is then, Scott.
All right. Sounds good.
I'll give him a call. Scott, have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, there we go. That's a good referral. Really good referral.
called this guy. He's got a manager of IT title. He said, I'm not the guy, but here's who is. And gave me a first and last name of the right person at this business that deals with cybersecurity.
Gold, 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 gold right there. That little nugget is solid gold right there.
I'm writing this down.
And what did he say when you told him about, let's keep this, or is it a secret? Did he say you could mention his name?
He said, don't, because it doesn't matter, is what he said. Now, what's funny, that's one of my favorite lines of all time to use.
Me too, because that's actually one of the best way to book meetings. Like, so-and-so gave me your number or asked me to call you, and they're like, oh, really?
That's right. And getting them, getting the person you're calling to go from you're a stranger to, oh, Bob knows you. Oh, you know Bob.
Exactly. Right? It's like, it changes the entire thing. It's like you're talking to an old friend now.
That's right. And then they get very honest with you and they can open up. So the reason that it's important to ask that, though, and this is like a really important part, that point that I hope people watching take away from this, it's so important to ask that, because if you do that without permission, you could like torpedo the whole conversation before it happens.
Exactly. Or you can get a nasty email saying, why are you lying to my code? That could be disastrous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You want to lead with like an ethical approach at all times, and don't lie to people. Don't say things that aren't true. So if we know that what we want is to have a warm conversation, and the warm conversation comes from that referral, just bring that up. And with that ending monologue, we are done for the day. Cynthia, thank you so much for coming on the show today, and let's stay in touch.
You too. Thank you so much.
Everybody come to Hop on Calls next week. Same time, same place.
Yeah, awesome.
Make some live cool calls. Cheers.
Bye.
And that's all we got for today's episode of Hop on Calls, powered by Kixi. Be sure to tune into the live recordings every Tuesday on LinkedIn. Would love to have your comments, reactions, questions. It's a really good learning environment for anyone that is looking to do outbound sales better. If your organization is actively focusing on this, feel free to reach out to me, Kevin Hopp, on LinkedIn, or go to hopconsultinggroup.com. I'll see you next time. Cheers.